Terminology under siege. Notation and Miss X Factor, and a half away to Connemara. Notation in front. Connemara is eating into the margin. Connemara letting down hard. Moved up to Notation. Stride for stride. Bob of the heads. Maybe Connemara. It's a photo though. Maybe Connemara nose to Notation.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Yeah, it was a tight one. It might have been Notation. In fact, it was. Well done, Darren. $6 there. And the man on board was Robbie Dolan, who is continuing. I don't know whether it's a purple patch or they're just working out how good a jockey he is.
I think it's the latter.
It might be the latter. Let's find out. He's on the line. G'day, Rob.
G'day, gentlemen.
Yeah, really well, mate. Congratulations on the couple of wins. Did you think you had the bob there?
I didn't think I had the bob. It was very close. Myself and Jay pulled up together and we looked over and I said, "What do you think?" He said, "Oh, I think I got you." And I said, "Oh, I think you might have got me as well." And I came in, I seen my number up and it was a shock, but I was very relieved.
What about the whirlwind story? I mean, there was a good article this week online about, you know, how you went to Victoria and you tried to get down there with SADS and they wouldn't accept you, and then you came up here. And I mean, the people that have helped you along the way, it must be great to look back on that now and see what you've achieved.
Yeah, look, I'm sure it's a good story. It's a good story to tell in a couple of years' time if all roads keep going ahead the way they're going. Fingers crossed. It nearly looked like it wasn't going to happen there a couple of times, but I just kept trying and kept persevering, and thankfully, you know, things are starting to pan out the way I always dreamed.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? You're right, Robbie. It's only a good story if it pans out nicely,
right.
And it's doing exactly that. When you'd get a rejection like that, and you know, you'd come from Ireland and you hadn't quite made the grade over there in Victoria, or so they thought, where does the belief come from? Who are the people that you're talking to that help you believe that you can achieve those dreams?
Yeah, well, obviously my parents are a big factor. My dad gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning every morning to watch me racing. He's still living in Ireland, so that's a big factor as well. But mainly just myself, you know. I always believed that I could do it. I just didn't really know what way to go about it.
You had your parents out here, Robbie, recently. I know over the summer. Here in Australia. Now, please tell me you laid it on for them, mate, and really showed them a good time.
Yeah, look, my father, he said to me, it's one place he never thought he would get to. He said it's one place that probably eluded him. And if I hadn't have come over here, he might never have came to Australia. Myself and my partner, Christine, flew my parents out as a surprise, and we went up to Noosa for a couple of days.
Jeez, you have been riding those.
It was like, see, I never really went anywhere. I just kind of worked all the time since I've been here. I just kind of flat out. But we went up to Noosa for a couple of days. It was like flying to a different country. It was just, you know, it was 30 degrees every day, and you know, it was real good, and hopefully now we can try and get them back out again next year.
I've got a question, and I don't know if it's ever been asked to you, Robbie, but we see a lot of young riders from Europe coming over to Australia, and we see them plying their trade and going back. I mean, we've seen it with yourself. Austin Murphy came out here. I know that the prize money is obviously great out here, and, I mean, weather conditions are sometimes a bit better out here, especially in the summer. Would you recommend it? If there was a young apprentice out there listening to this now that was of Australian descent, going over to Ireland and the UK and giving it a shot over there?
I would. Look, it's all about where you can get your chances. It doesn't matter where you're gonna learn if you're getting chances, if you're getting opportunities to ride and race. I just wasn't getting those opportunities in Ireland. Like, I have a lot of friends who are getting opportunities to ride in races in Ireland, and they're doing very well, and they're able to make a good living out of it. But for me, I was just finding it very hard to get rides, and to just get myself off the ground. And I just felt like the right thing for me to do was was just go somewhere else, get a bit more experience. And then, like, I didn't know I didn't know what had happened. I just kind of, you know, winged it and see what would happen. But yeah, I definitely recommend going overseas to any Australian kids. Or, you know, there's a lot of very, very good riders, very talented riders in Ireland, and I learned a lot off them before I came here.
Yeah.
You know, you just, like I said, you just have to have the right opportunities and get the right people to support you.
Robbie, we've got to break in here. We've got the penalty shootout in the round of 16 at the Women's World Cup. The Matildas 1-1 with Norway at the full-time siren. Now they are down 2-0. We've only taken one shot, and that was Sam Kerr, who missed by a mile.
Yeah.
Missed by an absolute mile. Norway 2 from 2. Australia now none from two. So Norway in the box seat. Disappointing. Hey, mate, no riding today. Is that right? Your next riding on Tuesday? Is that a deliberate thing to give yourself a bit of a break?
No, I just, I was actually working this morning. I was working in the stables this morning and this afternoon also.
Okay.
There was nothing really for me to go for today. We've got a full book on Tuesday, and then kicks off the week again. Pretty busy then for next week. So,
yeah. Well, we wish you all the best with that next week. Congratulations on what you did yesterday, and great to have you on the program again, Rob.
Great. Thanks a lot for having me.
There he is.